On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez Hotline is lighting up. Let's welcome back to the show singer and songwriter Maluma. ¿Cómo estás? How are you, man?
Hey, how are you, man? Very good. And you?
Good, man. Good. Congratulations on everything. So nice to see you continue to blow up since I've last seen you. And congrats on this new single, Medellin, with Madonna, of all people. How'd this collab happen?
Yeah, man, I'm so happy, so grateful and honored to be part of this huge and very important project. Well, I met Madonna at the VMAs in New York. I don't know, that was like 4 months ago, something like that. And then we went to London. I had my tour then in Europe, and she was there, and she called me, and she told me that she had this amazing song called Medellin. I'm from Medellin. Medellin is the name of the city in my hometown. And then after that, we went to Los Angeles. We finished the song. Then we went to Lisbon, Portugal, and we did the video. Everything happened very fast, man, but I'm so grateful. And this is a beautiful, beautiful project.
Oh, that's awesome. And I watched the music video. Was that filmed in Colombia?
No, the video was in Portugal. We went to Portugal to do it.
Got it. Still has that sort of Latin feel to it, so got it. Does Madonna still have her dance skills? How's she moving? Did you have to teach her a few things?
Yeah, she's my teacher, actually. She's teaching me how to dance with cha-cha-cha, and we're having so much fun here in Vegas. We've been rehearsing every single day and preparing this amazing show that we're going to have tomorrow night.
That's awesome. Well, I know you're going to be performing it tonight at the Billboard Music Awards. Can you give us a little tease of what we can look forward to?
Well, it's going to be a surprise. We're going to try to recreate the video a little bit. We're going to dance the cha-cha-cha. We're going to have fun, man. That's everything I can say, but you should get connected to the TV so you can see this amazing performance.
Look forward to checking it out. You also got another new collab with Becky G, La Respuesta. What's the story behind that track?
Well, La Respuesta is a song that I wrote like, I don't know, maybe 1 year ago. I showed it to Shakira. Then she was like, I don't know. I'm not feeling the song. I don't get connected to the song. And then it was okay. I have this girl that's Becky G. She's like my little sister. And I showed the song to her. And then she was very happy and excited to be part of the song. So I gave it to her. I thought she was going to release it by her own. And then she called me and she was like, oh, Juancho, Juan, I need you to do a verse in the song. And I did. I love her. And actually the song is doing very, very good. It's almost like 15 million views on YouTube, like in a week, something like that. So we feel very, very, very proud of it. And of course I feel amazing to be part of the project too.
Awesome, man. And La Respuesta means the answer, by the way, which is
the answer. Yeah, the answer, more or less what she's trying to say to me is like, she's not gonna, like she doesn't want to be with me. I'm like, yo, girl, please. I'm almost begging to her for be together. And she's like, yo, the answer to me, the answer to you, I'm sorry, man, is gonna be no. you're not good enough.
Yeah, hey, keeping it real.
Exactly.
And I saw you were just in Vegas for a big party with Marshmello, man. Could you see like a collab with him in the future?
I don't know. I don't really know. I didn't have the chance to talk to him. I don't really know. We had fun there. I did my show. I did like a little performance there.
Got it. Just happened to be at the party.
And he did here. So yeah, maybe I would love to work something with him. Yeah, why not?
Well, you got a new album in the works, 11/11. Any updates on when that's coming out?
Yeah. May 17th. This is a very, very special album for me. I had a knee surgery 6 months ago, so I had to stop touring. But everything happened for a reason. I felt the muse. I felt the muse immediately, and I felt like I gotta go to the studio and make some music. In 15 days, I was doing, I don't know, at least 10 songs, and
wow.
And I was like, it's time to do a new album. And I was feeling this energy, this beautiful vibe, and I decided to come to call the album 11/11. So I've been working on it for these last almost 6 months, and And I hope you guys enjoy it too. It's going to be out on May 17th.
Nice, man. Looking forward to checking that out. And last thing, I know you're kicking off a huge world tour this month. You're going to be featuring some new music on the road. And what are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, I'm gonna start my tour like in 15 days. I'm going to Peru. Then I'm going to Chile. Then I'm going to start in Mexico. After that, I have like, I don't know, some shows in Europe. And then I'm coming back to the States to do almost the last leg of the tour. I'm super excited. I'm going back to LA. I'm going to do two forums. Then I'm going to do the Madison Square Garden in New York, Miami, the American Airlines Arena. It's so exciting, man. I can't wait to show you my new music and share with all my fans around the world this new project.
That's going to be awesome. Well, felicidades, amigo. Y nos vemos pronto.
Gracias.
De nada. Saludos. And listen, you can see Maluma and Madonna tonight at the Billboard Music Awards. Follow him on Instagram @Maluma. Gracias, otra vez.
On with Mario Lopez.